5 major fires burning in and around Southern California this morning, one of them in the Inland Empire, and fortunately, it is one of the least destructive. The Little Mountain Fire started yesterday just after noon behind the McDonald's on University Parkway near Cal State San Bernardino. It quickly spread through brush in the hills south of CSUSB. About 100 firefighters and air units were fighting the Little Mountain Fire yesterday. As of last report, it had burned 100 acres, was 0% contained. San Bernardino County Fire Department will update those numbers later this morning. 2 people were injured by the Little Mountain Fire. For a time, the blaze closed the 215 freeway both directions, and some evacuations were ordered away from the fire area. But last night, evacuation orders were lifted. The 215 was reopened yesterday. San Bernardino County Fire is going to update the Little Mountain Fire for us a little later this morning. We're going to hear more about the Thomas Fire in Ventura County in just a few minutes. The Creek Fire in the San Fernando Valley yesterday had burned 11,000 acres, 30 homes destroyed. Smoke, of course, is affecting air quality throughout the San Fernando Valley. In Santa Clarita, the Rye Fire had burned 5,000 acres and was 5% contained at last report. And the Skirball Fire in Los Angeles this morning started in West L.A. on the east side of the 405 freeway across from the Getty Center. It is burning homes in the Bel Air area. Traffic is a mess in West Los Angeles. The 405 is closed from the 10 to the 101, and nobody is getting onto or off of the 405 northbound through that area of West Los Angeles. If you were headed into L.A. today, you're going to want to do some research about where you're going and whether you're going to be able to get there today.